you know,
to me,
you mean my whole world.
Bet you know what kind of sounds we're going to be bringing you this week on Africa Rhythms. Mike and Dave, and yeah, you got it. It's a group soul time. How you doing, Mike?
Oh, I'm fine, my brother. How are you? And how are you all up there in Vancouver listening up here? Got some good stuff for you tonight.
No doubt about it. Group soul, favorite subject of ours in soul music. We like those groups. It's like... an offering classical music. I mean, it's that important.
This is classical music now, because we are talking about, when we say group sounds, there are two types of groups that we're talking about specifically. When we say, if we're just talking about voice, we're talking about groups that are driven by a specific voice. Like when you hear that voice, you know that, well, that's the group we're talking about. Or you're talking about a group where there are multiple leads. Like, say, we have examples like, say, the Dells, where we know whenever we hear the Dells, we can expect to hear Johnny Carter and Marvin Jr., or when we hear Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes, we hear Teddy Pendergrass.
Or L.J. Reynolds going off, or with the Dramatics,
exactly.
Or whatever have you.
But you also have groups like the Temptations that have had multiple lead singers for years, so there's not one singer that would define what that group is about, and that's a different style, but it's all from the same place.
All right, well, that's what we're going to be getting into, and why don't we start with the Dells, one of my favorites, Marvin Jr. on lead, and this has got to be one of the more interesting albums, Sweet as Funk Can Be.
So take it slow, amigo. You know I care about you. With a beat, or soft and sweet. Feeling swell and laid back mellow. Make it sweet now.
So much trouble in the world today. It can surely bring you down.
Seems like another part of life
just slips right on away every time you look around.
Oh, good, good. And there are so many, many things I want to say, but words alone won't ease your mind. Sometimes I wish that we could fly away,
challenge of the universe. And in the end, come with me. And if it brings heaven or hell or something even worse.
From the root to the fruit, what it is, what it was, what it shall be, this is CITR 101.9 FM.
Oh, baby. Haven't got much to give.
Hey, hey, baby.
And don't know what I'll get.
We can make it if we try. We can make it.
Oh, darling,
just rely on me. Oh, baby.
I know things have been rough.
Hey, baby.
And sometimes, little girl, the going is tough.
Ooh,
but I know if you stay with me,
hey,
we can make it, baby.
We can make it if we try.
I know we can.
Just rely on me. We can make it. Oh, yes, we can.
Spread, turn your head.
Cause girl, without true love, a soul might as well be dead. Sugar, 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 sugar.
Quite masterful production there. The Originals, they were on a Motown affiliate called Soul Records, and that's 1970, a track called We Can Make It Baby, written by the great Marvin Gaye himself.
Marvin doing this thing in-house for Motown, and this was an indication of
the multi-labeled approach that Berry Gordy had. It seemed as if the soul label specifically was geared toward the acts that were more self-contained, like Gladys Knight and the Pips, Junior Walker and the All-Stars. These were the folks who came to Motown, signed, sealed, delivered, and they had already had a set act. And I think the originals were also included in this bunch. And actually, it may have even determined the priority that Motown had for the acts in their stable.
It seems like, except for Baby I'm For Real, the originals pretty well got forgotten, except for the real... There was real Motown collectors all around the world, in the States, in England, etc., etc. And some of these people latched on to some of these lesser names. Brenda Holloway.
Exactly.
Some of the other names. But the originals, in relation to other groups, which are of equal merit, of course, like the Dramatics, like the Dells, seem to have got not really their just due.
Well, I had a chance to speak on that in the show we did earlier when we did the brief mini salute to Motown, and the fact that there were so many acts on the label that because you had 20, 25 acts, it's very difficult to give every act the amount of time that maybe it needed to either perfect a technique or a style on stage, or to give them the artistic backing that would give them the kind of pop support and hits that a lot of the other supporting acts were getting, like the Smokey Robinson and like Stevie Wonder. If you look at their labels, the Tamla label was always the headhunters, the big guys like Smokey, Stevie, all the ones that were right up there who were really producing, Marvin Gaye, they were the ones that were right out front. If you look at the Soul label, like I said, we just had the people like Gladys Knight, who if they had a hit,
yeah,
was
Gladys
good.
Gladys was on Soul for a while.
Exactly. If you had a hit with Gladys, it was all right. If you had a hit with Junior Walker, it was all right. If you had a hit like Baby I'm For Real with the originals, that was all right too. But you weren't giving it the full effort that you would one of the other records on the, say, Tamla label.
Yeah, well, there was certainly more than a one-hit wonder. But there was so many other labels, Chess Records, and, you know, the Dells and the Dramatics, some of the finest stuff. I mean, anything early by the originals, the Dells, or the Dramatics, you can pretty well guarantee its quality. Now let's check one out now.
All righty.
Get off my mountain. You're hours of independent music you sure don't want to miss next Music from Tokyo. This Japanese indie music festival will be taking over the Biltmore Cabaret on Tuesday, October 18th, with doors at 7 and the show at 8, featuring 4 live Japanese indie acts with special guests the SSRIs and free food, courtesy of Zip and Sushi. What more could you ask? Advance tickets available at ticketweb.ca, Red Cat, and Zulu Records. Don't miss next Music from Tokyo, Tuesday, October 18th at the Biltmore Cabaret, proudly sponsored by CITR.
FM CITR. We're listening to a vintage show from 97. Mike Ingram and me, David Love Jones. I've been on the air here 18 years, incredibly. And I think my friend Alpha here has a shout out.
Oh, happy birthday, Rahul. And hope everyone have a good time tonight. Get wasted. Not too crazy, but yeah.
All right. Thanks, Alfred. He's the new blood around here.
Oh, let's go.
One of the greatest group soul Stax vocal groups, just a little overcome, and that's I'm a little overcome. Ollie and the Nightingales, I mean, going to church big time.
Yes, indeed, going to church big time, and that's a good example, David, of how bands cross over with the influence of the music playing off the words. Up to this point, we've only been concentrating on vocal, and here you see how the band plays off the lead singer, Ollie, there as he goes into his testifying and screaming there at the end and stuff.
All right, well, the Masqueraders, band that's been on a lot of labels, here they are on High Recordings, sounding a heck of a lot like Brother Al Green stuff.
Yes, indeed, but then again, this is Willie Mitchell's influence in there, and of course, a lot of the folks that enter the music know how Willie Mitchell influenced Al Green and Ann Peebles and a lot of folks in that neck of the woods, so...
Good thing. not in a pain, and that's not so smart. I know you're not a bad girl. Oh, you've just been treated bad. Rest of the world, open up your eyes and see. Oh, you a woman of quality. Oh, I like that so much right now.
I want to love you.
Also want to represent some of the newer stuff and the 80s soul. There was still good group soul being made in the 80s to a lesser degree. Yes.
To a lesser degree. We were coming out of the disco era and groups were being restructured from being bands with a lot of musical, as far as instrumentative influence, as opposed to vocal influence, because producers had taken over. Producers were the stars now, and there was more music being generated from inside a control booth than rather from behind a microphone.
Well, how about these guys, Odyssey, and this track? We played it before on the show, but what a track. I think that there's more stuff hidden there, Mike. It's just that, you know, with the advent of disco, it just got a little more hidden, but we'll keep digging it out.
I agree. There's a lot that we have to dig up from the disco era, but there were a lot of groups that could perform on any level, and Odyssey was one of them. Let's give this a listen.
Thank you.
We're going to lay down some nice grooves. Get you all warmed up for next Wednesday when I'm going to be spinning with my good friend Clarence Donner.
Ah, he returns. The prodigal son returns to the wheels of steel. Yes.
That should be fun. And that'll be this coming Wednesday at Bar None Tween. I'm going to be spinning from about 11 about 12:30, so I should be able to get a nice little set there.
Sounds like problems. Aren't we like that? Sound like money?
All right. Natural 4.
Can't conform. And need you and your baby.
and two outstanding examples of group soul that certainly escaped from the charts in North America when they came out. Montclair's Hung Up on Your Love and The Natural Four. They're very early. Before they were on Curtom Records, but before that they were on ABC. Not an easy record to find, unfortunately. I Thought You Were Mine and that last track, Hung Up on Your Love, big, big tracks on the dance floor in the soul venues over in the UK. Respect to them.
Mm-hmm. Much respect to them. But again, this is part of something that we've talked about in many shows. You have great groups like this who, chance or incident, do not or had not received that big break or the opportunity to take their music to a larger market. And, well, it's good that some of that stuff's being found now and, you know, the mm-hmm. bands are able to make a living that way, but it is very difficult. And, you know, of course, we just talked about how long it takes or the work it takes to maintain a group. You know, can you imagine the stress that mm-hmm. a group has to go under when they're trying to get from date to date and whatnot, hoping that, you know, one day that one performance will kick in into the, you know, the situation that they're looking for, where they can have not only artistic freedom, but the chance to get paid like everybody else.
It doesn't hurt to get paid just a little bit here and there.
Brother, like that Duchess, that's yeah. right.
All right, well, let's continue on with the group Soul. And a group, we're really not sure who these guys are, but they're on James Brown's label, and they're called they're called Sly Slick and the Wicked, which we think is after the song by the Lost Generation. I don't know, folks, if you can tell us. 822-CITR.
I was a prisoner.
Cocaine addiction.
Cocaine took my dreams. It made me lie, steal.
Cocaine took my will, my soul.
And all I wanted was more cocaine. Cocaine Anonymous gave me freedom and saved my life. If you got a problem with cocaine, pick up the phone. We're here to help.
Contact Cocaine Anonymous toll-free by calling 866-662-8300 or find them online at ca-bc.ca.
Making a cuppa? Stop! How many cups of tea are you making? What? There's enough for 10 cups in there. Only boil the amount of water that you actually need. Very good, old boy.
That's right. The British are making less tea to conserve energy. Students can conserve energy, too.
A student's life often follows a pattern. Eat, sleep, study. During this routine, don't forget to make time for energy conservation. This will be the easiest thing you do all semester, and a little bit goes a long way. Do your laundry in cold water and hang clothes on standing dry racks or clotheslines instead of using electricity-intensive dryers. If a dryer is the only option, throw in a dry towel with wet clothes to absorb moisture and cut down on drying time.
For more energy-saving tips, go to www.bchydro.com. This message brought to you by BC Hydro and CITR 101.9.
I'm ready for you. I'm really ready for you, babe.
I wasn't there, yeah.
Never seeing my home for stare.
I tried so hard to catch your eye, but your glance is always passed me by. I was on the spread side, but now I'm learned. So get ready for me now, cause the tables have turned. So I had to quit, yeah.
When this other guy decided to display his wits, he turned
on his charms, and he led you away. And now I was trying to think of something to say. And I'm ready, ready for you. I'm really ready for you, babe. Babe, I'm ready for you now. Ready for you. I'm really ready for you, babe. Babe, I just decided to get on your case. No, I can't let you get away. You don't know it yet, but you've been chosen, girl. So you're what I need to complete my world. Not blowing my mind was your specialty, yeah. You didn't know you was doing this to me. Yeah, I've always tried to say things like, but in fact, girl, I was really uptight. I found out what I've been doing wrong. I took my beat sheet powder, now I'm coming back strong. And I'm ready, ready for you. I'm really ready for you, babe. Babe, I'm ready for you now. Ready for you. I'm really ready for you, babe.
Like the voice of David Ruffin to me.
Yes, it is David Ruffin. One thing that you cannot pinpoint is the sound of the Temptations. And the Temptations, in my regard, have to be one of the best groups of all time. Now, to some listeners, definitely, yeah, they were signed by Motown, but one thing that the Temptations had that almost every other group did not have was the X factor of a pure bass singer in Melvin Franklin.
He stayed with them the whole time.
He stayed with them to the bitter end, and that is the key, because the bass is the wild card when it comes to vocal arrangements. Many groups had baritones, and many had first and second baritones, but if you did not have that full bottom of a bass sound, it was like the difference between night and day. And the Temptations, because of Melvin Franklin, made themselves internationally successful because of the fact that they had the bass covering up the beautiful tenors up the top of singers like Eddie Kendricks and Paul Williams and Per Ali and Richard Street. All these people were singing and taking lead for the Temptations, but all the time, Melvin Franklin was the constant. And I can't stress enough how rare it is to find a bass voice. There are maybe four or five true bass singers that have been on the planet in the last 40 years. Samuel Ramey from the New York Opera is one. Bob Rivers of the Coasters is another. I can't remember the gentleman's name, but he is the singer with the Oak Ridge Boys and Melvin Franklin. These are the only true bass voices that are out there as we speak.
Hmm. And, of course, can't underrate Eddie Kendricks, David Ruff, and some of the Temptations' great singers. Well, that's about it for the group soul portion of this show, but we'll certainly bring the Waylon groups to you again.
Oh, yes.
No doubt. Well, Bridget McWilliams, somebody we introduced you to at the very beginning of the last show, and I've just been thrilling over this track. I mean, in modern day vocal, it's got to be one of my favorites right now, doing a lot of pretty impressive phrasing, Mike.
Go to it, brother.
Nothing but love in my heart.
Even after all, the murdering, even after all, you're suffering so. You know I love you so. You know I love you so and so. Even after all. I'll let you go on, sir, is the order of the day. And I'll let you believe, sir, is the order in this society. You know I love you so. You know I love you so and so. Even after all. This is my money, y'all. Man just feels satisfied. No competition, no competition at all. I just feel satisfied. Them eyes a gorgeous girl, no demise, a prize. I got to raise it again. Them eyes are gorgeous, I must advance. I don't check for no superficial, it's got to be beneficial. These sonic fruits, these sonic fruits. Sides, these sonic fruits. Got them moving around, alright. Hyperplay, stepping and rising. Even after all, the murdering that go on. Even after all, oh no, you're suffering so. You know I love you so. You know I love you so and so. Even after all.
Yeah, for the summer of 98.
You just survived, soldier.
That's the tune I'll be remembering.
Your soul is beautiful. And your soul is good.
A beautiful tune. And that's Finley Quay, one of the bright new stars discovered just this year.
Beautiful stuff. I like that. Kind of offbeat. It's like funky, though.
And that's, yes, from 1998 and Mike Ingram and African Rhythms all those years ago. Mm-hmm. We keep finding more of them to play. But you're listening to, of course, 101.9 FM, CITR, UBC Radio up here on the second floor of Student Union Building, University of British Columbia, and CITR.ca. You can podcast a bunch of my shows there, including 12 of the old shows from the 90s with Mike. They're all archived up there now. I'm David Love Jones. I'll be back next week with a brand new show. And so until then, peace and love. And coming right up, we've got The Basement with Rhett. So stick around.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts downtown at 212 Productions, Beat Street Records, Blim, Dream Apparel, The Fall Tattooing, The Kiss Store, Heart and Soul Clothing Inc., Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinematheque, Scratch Records, Vinyl Records, Woo Vintage Clothing, and Zoo Shop.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
How much do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use